A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It's as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and throughout it all, the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of his own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It's like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel reminded me that when I was about 8 years old, my family moved from an upstairs apartment to a home with a backyard in it. So I had the first chance to plant my own garden. I bought some radish seeds. I didn't want to plant flowers because I knew you can't eat flowers. So I brought radish seeds and planted them. Then every morning, I'd run out to that little garden to see if they were growing, day after day. And finally, I saw the first sprout. I was so excited. I kept caring for them and watering them and the weeds around them until finally my radishes were big enough to pull out of the ground, wash them, and put them on the table. I was so proud. I thought of all that as I was studying the readings for today, especially the gospel. But I realized also, kind of by accident, how these readings also apply to fathers on this Father's Day, or mothers for that matter too, because a gardener is much like a parent. Look at the gospel again for a moment. Think of the sower, not just so much as a farmer, but as a parent. A father. The seed is scattered, and then from on, the parent has a lot of work to do to help the seed be nurtured and mature, but certainly doesn't have complete control. Some seed gets into bad company. There's no way it survives. Some seed falls prey to violence or is snatched away before they can grow, and some falls on good ground. And the sower or the father takes whatever care he can to help the little ones grow and mature and develop. What pride then, as I had when I brought my radishes to the table for the first time, what pride when the sower looks out on the harvest, or the father is present at the graduation or the wedding, or at the moment when he says, "That's my son," or "That's my daughter." And what grief, too, when a parent sees the young seed or sprout being smothered or wasted or trying to put roots where they will never grow very deep and eventually die. That can happen in so many ways. I think it's so hard to be a father or a parent these days. I feel rather inadequate to try to give a homily today that could inspire fathers to see the beauty of their lives, their calling, your position in the human family in a new and insightful way. I am an unwed father, you know. Gardening is certainly no substitute for parenting. But there are a few things that maybe even I can share with you who are fathers today. Fathers, do you know how you are like God to your children? Not that they always adore you, especially as they grow up, But you represent someone, something in the lives of your family that they can learn best from you. I may have told you about how one of my classmates was assigned as the chaplain of the Marquette State Prison. And he told us one time how he was having a tough time with fellows who said they were atheists. So he sat down with a prison psychiatrist one time and told him about that. And the psychiatrist said to him, next time somebody tells you they don't believe in God, ask them about their relationships with their parents, especially with their father. He did. And invariably, if a man was having a tough time believing in God, it was because he never had the experience of a loving father who cared for him, who loved him, who supported him. So he never had that natural experience upon which he could build the spiritual experience of a God who could be a father. I think there's another way you might try to be like God too, you who are fathers. I learned two things in particular from my radishes. First, I learned that they were each little miracles. Within them, they had a tremendous power that I didn't give them, the power of life, the power of growth, the power of development. It was life itself, wonderful, like the seeds in the gospel. Each has the power to grow into something special, given the right circumstances. And you can't always control that. I saw a beautiful clip on network news last night. At a school, little girls in the ballet class were all tutu'd up for their dress rehearsal. But when the curtains went up, one little two-year-old girl would have nothing with that. She plopped down on the ground, on the stage floor, I mean, and started to scream. Oh, everybody was in panic. The teachers were scurrying around, you see, trying to look for a parent. Then a strong young man with carrying a two-year-old daughter came running onto the stage right next to his little daughter who was screaming. And he wasn't dressed for the occasion. He had a black t-shirt on, red sneakers, and he was in shorts. But he began to do the little steps that the little girls were doing, a tap here and a tap there, and then twirled around here and twirled around there. And before long, his little girl, who was screaming at first, stopped and took his hand and began to dance along with him. It was beautiful. That's why fathers need a second thing I learned, patience. It was so hard for me to come out to that garden every day and see nothing. I could weed, I could water, I could protect it, but I had to be patient for the seed to grow in its own time and with its own power, at its own pace. I couldn't make it into what I wanted it to be or push it faster. I needed patience. And you know that old classic poem about patience. Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Found seldom in a woman and never in a man. But fathers, and I include myself among you, if we're really to aid the human growth of those that we care for, we have to be patient. In that, let God be an example. What patience God had in the development of the universe, or of planet Earth, or of each one of us, that's God's style. Science and astronomers have learned that they made a big mistake in judging the age of the universe. The latest satellites, space telescopes, have enabled them to measure distances and the color of the stars to indicate age much more accurately. They had been off about 10% when they said the universe was 12 billion years old. It's really 13.8 billion years old. 13.8 billion years old. My God, that's old. Or my God, that's patience. God's style is not instant coffee. The Milky Way wasn't poured in a day. He didn't microwave the millions of galaxies that are out there. God was patient and let them develop. There's some chaos for sure, but how wondrous. So fathers, learn from the sower of the seed in the gospel or from the creator of the galaxies in the universe. But remember too, that sower, that creator is right here with us in this Eucharist. The God who gave the power to you to communicate your life to another along with your wife is constantly here to nourish and guide you with God's own life and power and strength. Today, as we hope you fathers are surrounded with love, may you rededicate yourselves to the wondrous task of fatherhood, a task that continues till death. And may God bless you with all the skills that you need during all these years and help you recapture some of that same awe, that same wonder when somebody told you for the first time, "Congratulations, you're a father."